Members of SEIU 1199 United Healthcare Workers East say the Weinberg campus is one of the better-run facilities, but even they are feeling the strain and stress of having to do more with limited resources and while worrying about COVID. Darlene Gates is a home care worker at the Weinberg campus.
We've been made to wear many different hats, not able to give that our residents the quality care that they should receive or deserve. And when I say many hats, we've been the social worker, the housekeeper, and the same with different departments, the cooks, what have you.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has hinted at proposed reform that would require for-profit nursing home operators spend a certain amount of revenue on staffing and direct care. Union representatives say it would also prevent bad operators from acquiring more facilities. Marshall Bertram is an administrative organizer with SEIU 1199.
We want to provide a system in New York State that holds owners accountable, that makes sure we have the care hours that residents need to feel at home, to feel safe, and to be taken care of.
Union leaders are calling on State Senators Edward Rath and Rob Ort, who have been critical of the Cuomo administration's handling of COVID in nursing homes, to get behind proposed reform and, in Bertram's words, put their money where their mouths are. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.